It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to do signs and wonders and miracles for you. We were studying about healings and miracles. And we just learned about Moses and how God used Moses. The same way God can use you. Do you know when Moses was leading the people of God and he got tired and weary? And many people, Jewish people especially, they think that Moses is the great man. Even the disciple of Jesus and everyone, they had the great respect for Moses and Elijah. But I'm going to point out today, even though Moses was a great man and did great things, but still, he disobeyed God. God told him to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock twice. And God says, Moses, you are not going to go to the promised land. You can only see. The word of God says Moses was 120 years old. And he saw the promised land from the mountain. And the word of God says Moses died in that mountain. And the word of God says the angels or God buried Moses. They could not find the body of Moses yet. Why I'm saying this? Because God used Moses greatly. But Moses says, Lord, find somebody from the beginning. But God sent him anyhow and God used him. But again he starts saying, if you read in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 to 19, he says, Lord, send somebody just like me, another prophet. God says, okay, I will send some prophet just like you. And if they don't listen to him, then they will be punished. And so the Jewish people were looking for the prophet. Somebody comes to John the Baptist and say, are you that prophet? What prophet? The God promised that I'm going to send the prophet. And Jesus Christ was the prophet. After Christ, there is no other prophet. And so the Jesus Christ was the prophet, and God wanted to prove it to his disciple that Jesus Christ is the only one, is the obedient son and the prophet of God. So Matthew chapter 17, if you read from verse 1 to 9, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him. And when he went on that mountain, his face changed and he looked like a son of God, shining, his clothes were shining. And Peter, John and James may be very surprised what happened. He is the son of God. And Peter was worried about Jesus. Because Jesus says, you know, the people are going to kill me, I'm going to die, I'm going to rise again. And Peter didn't want Jesus to be dying. And one time Peter says, it should not happen to you like that. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. But this time, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah. So Peter got excited. And Peter starts saying, Jesus, we can make one tabernacle for you, one tabernacle for Moses, and one tabernacle for Elijah. What Peter was thinking? Peter was thinking Moses is the great prophet. Elijah did so many miracles. He called the fire from heaven and killed so many people. And so this Moses and Elijah will be with Jesus. Then nobody will kill Jesus. And we can have a great life. So we are going to live in this mountain and nobody will know us. Before Jesus Christ can say something, there was a voice from heaven. And what that voice was saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. What God was trying to say. God is saying to Peter, you're making Jesus equivalent to Moses. Or you're making Jesus equivalent to Elijah. You know what Elijah said? Elijah said, oh Lord, I'm not good enough. Isabel is going to kill me. Take me home. He was afraid of one woman. And he didn't want to live too long. It's a long story, but that's not my subject. Moses said, Lord, kill me. I'm not good enough. God said, I'm not going to kill you. Whoever commits sin. And he said, take my name out of your book. He said, no, whoever commits sin, I'll take their name out of the book. And then he said, Lord, I'm not good enough. Send another prophet. God said, okay, I'll send another prophet. And now Peter and James and John, seeing this vision, and so many people, Christian ministers, are confused. They thought it was real. Real Moses came and real Elijah came on that mountain. That was a vision. Matthew chapter 17 verse 9, if you read, Jesus said, this is a vision. Don't tell anyone this vision until the Son of Man is risen from dead. That means that was a vision. And this was a message to the disciples. Jesus Christ is not equivalent to Moses or equivalent to Elijah. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you know when he took baptism, there was a voice came from heaven, this is my beloved Son and in whom I am well pleased. But in the mountain, he changed a little bit, added a little bit more. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And so now we have to listen to Jesus Christ. Listen to his teaching. Listen to his doctrine. Listen what Jesus Christ says. Jesus Christ says why he was going. He says, whatever the miracles I did, you will do also, and you will do greater miracles than this. And people do not believe. You know, Elisha said to Elijah, I need a double portion of you. And you have to read his story, how much he has to suffer and follow Elijah wherever he went. Elijah said, if you see me going, then only you will get double portion. And he got a double portion. And sometimes people are thinking, you know, I want double portion. Other day one man came to my church and he said, Pastor Peter, I want to be just like you. I said, sir, you're wrong. Be just like Jesus. There are people saying, I want to be like a David. I want to be like Solomon. I want to be like Samson. I want to be like any Old Testament prophet. I said, I don't want to be like them. They did great things, but at the same time, they were not perfect. Jesus Christ is the only one perfect Son of God, sinless Son of God. He did signs and wonders and miracles. And the Word of God says he did signs and wonders and miracles with the compassion and with love. When the one leper came and he fell on his feet, Jesus' feet, and said, if it is your will, make me clean. The Word of God says Jesus Christ touched him with the compassion, with the love, and said, it is my will, be thou clean. And immediately, the man got healed. Moses had to keep his sister for 7 days in the camp. Then she was healed. But the power of Jesus touched that person, healed him immediately. Then the 10 leper came. He said, go and show yourself to the priest. Some people say, why? Because when they go and they get healed, they have to tell the story. We were having leprosy, we are healed. And the priest will say, give some offering. That's why he sent it to them, not to get medicine. Some people think, oh, Jesus could not heal them. and send them to the priest so priest can give some medicine. No. Jesus knew these people, they will get healed. And then they will show to the high priest. And they will say, okay, now you can come in the society. You don't have to be isolated. But one man came running on the halfway. And Jesus said, what happened to those 9? But this man didn't say anything, but Jesus healed every one of them. What point I'm making here? Moses healed one leper, his own sister. Jesus healed many lepers. And he healed with the compassion and love. Moses also loved his sister and didn't have the anger or frustration. And that's why God used him. I was very afraid of these lepers because they look ugly, their nose is gone, their fingers are gone, and their foot is twisted or gone, and they will tie the cloth on their hands and feet, and mouth looks so ugly, and they used to sing a song. When they sing song, all the people will run and throw money from far. And I was scared of them. That time I was not born again. When I got saved and born again, start praying for people, many people start getting healed, the blind, the lame, and different kinds of people, but I never prayed for a leper. One day I was praying for people and here comes the leper. He was far away. He said, please pray for me. I said, come closer. As he came closer, I knew that he has the leprosy. And the enemy was trying to tell me, don't touch that man, you'll get the leprosy. But I rebuked that thought and I said, come here. And I laid hand and prayed for him. And then he left. The leprosy didn't go right away. But the devil tried to give me some fear. I said, devil, get away from me. Later on, that man comes. And he said, do you know you prayed for me long time ago? Maybe 6 months or a year. And he said, my finger were like this. Look at my finger right now. I'm completely healed. I make the dough. I cook my own food. I said, sir, what do you want? He said, I need a job. I can do the job now. And this man was completely healed. What I'm trying to say, if God can heal leprosy, means the fingers gone, or toe gone, or ear gone, or nose is half gone. If God can fix that, He can fix anything. Our God is a miracle working God. As I said, Jesus Christ is the greatest prophet, greatest Son of God, and He came to obey the commandment of His Father. He did everything to please God. Moses took that lamb as a Passover lamb. And people got healed, delivered, and set free. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. And then Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, it says, when Jesus Christ was offered as a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, the Word of God says it was sweet-smelling aroma came to God. What does it mean? God was pleased with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He says the sacrifice of bulls and goats, God doesn't want. God wants you and me. Jesus Christ did the sacrifice and pleased God. For what? To take your death penalty away. That when Adam committed sin, God says, the day you will eat this fruit, you will surely die. And the death came by one man, the first Adam. But the second Adam took the death away. First Adam, when he committed sin, the curse came to the whole world. But the Word of God says when the second Adam, Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary, He took your curse away. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. We are not under the curse. We are under the grace. St. John chapter 1 verse 17 says, the law came by Moses, but the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We got saved by grace. We are the children of God. And Jesus Christ wants you to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. What is our purpose? While we are living in this world, many people are confused. Let me tell you, this place, the world, when you are coming or when you are born, you have to figure it out. Where I'm going to go? There are two places. One is heaven where the Father lives, Heavenly Father lives. And when the hell is where the devil and his followers will be there. That's called the eternal lake of fire. That's a hell fire. But we are going to go to heaven. So we have to make a decision today. Are we going to follow the devil? We learn Moses says, I don't want to have luxury of the king. I want to follow the children of God. I want to follow Christ. I want to follow God. What are you going to do? Are you going to follow the sinful life? For the pleasure of sin is for a short period of time? Or are you going to say, I want to live in heaven for eternity? No sickness, no disease, no pain, no sorrow, no war. Eternal life with God. That's why Jesus Christ came. That's why he was sacrificed as a Lamb of God. You don't have to do anything. You have to just receive it. The Word of God says in John 3 verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son to condemn you. He sent his Son to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. Are you willing to be free? And there are people today, they're saying, oh, we are free. But I'm surprised. Those people who are saying I'm free, they smoke, they're addicted to smoking habit. They chew tobacco, they're addicted to tobacco. They take drug and they're addicted to drug. They take alcohol, they're addicted to alcohol. They are slave. And some of the people taking some kind of pills to sleep, they're addicted. You're not free. What Jesus says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. And he said, the Son of God or Son of Man set you free, you are free indeed. Who is truth? Jesus says, I am the truth. So if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be free. Free from what? Free from sickness, disease, the addiction, and death, and sorrow and pain. You will be free. Dear friends, I am free. No smoking, no drinking, no tobacco, no coffee, no tea, no soda, nothing. I live by faith. I don't miss anything. As long as I get the glass of water to drink and some food to eat, I do not have any luxury. I don't crave for going to different hotel to or some kind of food festival. I'm satisfied. My goal is this, to tell others what God has given to me. And tell others that God can save you, heal you, use you mightily for the glory of God. How many children of God today living defeated life? It doesn't please God. And I hear some of the minister killing themselves, quitting the job. And people come to me and say, why these ministers are doing this? I said to them, they are not real minister. They are not really born again. They don't have the power of God. They don't have the vision. Some of them, they are living for their belly. And when the money cuts off or some scandal comes, they kill themselves. We are living for Jesus. We didn't bring anything in this world. We cannot take anything out of this world. God is all-sufficient God. You don't have to worry about food or shelter. Read the Matthew chapter 6. Start reading from verse 25 to 33. Jesus gives an example. He says, why are you worried about food and shelter and clothes? He said, look at the Solomon. Or look at the flowers. They are so much beautiful than the Solomon's clothes. He was king. The point I'm making, if you read in that chapter, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you or given to you. What other things? The world is looking for. People are killing each other to get the stuff. Killing people for $5. People do not know God can supply their needs. Envy, grudge, bitterness, and they are killing and destroying the whole world. I want land, I want somebody's property, I want somebody's wife, I want somebody's child, and they're kidnapping wives and children and money and stealing and everything. Why? Because there is a vacuum inside them. There is no God, there is no peace, there is no joy. They want everything. And still they are running for something. They are not satisfied. And when they die with the empty-handed. We are living for God. If you never made Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance. I'm giving this invitation every time I'm on TV or on radio. I want people to come to God. No matter what religion you have, if you are satisfied in your religion, and if you have peace and joy and eternal life, and you have no sickness, no disease, and you are happy, then you might be thinking, why I need another religion? We are not talking about religion. We are talking about Jesus. Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God, and God Himself. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will never be the same. All your sickness, your disease, your bondage of all these bad habits will go away. And you'll be free man. Let me give you an invitation. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Your name is written in heaven. You have belonged to God. You are a child of God. And whatever belonged to Jesus is belonged to you. And now you are going to say, Lord, touch me, heal me. He will hear the prayer. Why? Because the word of God says the healing is the children's bread. So you have authority to call upon God, call upon Jesus, and He will listen to you. And once you get your experience, then you can pray for others. You remember we learned about Job? He had sickness, disease, pain, suffering. God says, pray for your friends. He prayed, and his sickness and disease gone. So if you're suffering, there are so many people have the same disease like you. And if you say, I'm born again, child of God, I'm going to pray for somebody. You will be surprised. You will be healed. I'm going to pray for you. Put your hand or touch your body or touch somebody or call somebody. Say, Pastor Peter is going to pray for you. Do me a favor. Each time you watch this program, call somebody and say, listen, God is going to heal you. Listen to Pastor Peter. He's talking about the salvation, healings, miracles. And something good is going to happen to you. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone listening to my voice, touch that person. Heal that person. Whatever the problem they have. Maybe they have eye disease or ear disease, throat pain, a cancer, or tuberculosis, or any disease the doctor says is incurable, Jesus Christ is going to touch you and heal you. And whatever the money you spend, Jesus is not asking anything. He's just asking you, give me your heart and your life. And you already did. If you did it from your heart, He wants to heal you. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, each and every person who is listening to my voice or watching this program, let them know Jesus Christ is a healer. The Word of God says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchangeable God. Jesus, you're going to touch them. You're going to heal them. They're going to see the power of God. They're going to be completely healed. Their doctor will be surprised. And they're going to glorify your name. So I want each and everyone listening to my voice, be healed in Jesus' name. I pray and I call it done. Now if you were listening to this program and I prayed for you, God has already healed you. What are you going to say? Call somebody and say, Pastor Peter prayed for me and I'm healed. And you start praying for others. You will be surprised. God is going to use you. And if you are born again child of God, and you want to know more about us, call that number or write to us. We'll be more than happy to help you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. God loves you and we love you. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.